This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boon Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hello and welcome to Tits and Tricks. It's our tip-based podcast that comes to you every Thursday, a little bit late today as we battle the sickness that everyone seems to be battling in Melbourne, Victoria and beyond. Posey is on my lap. The mum guilt is real at the moment as I return to paid work. And I think our little pun of tits and tricks has never been more pertinent because today I'm going to talk about breastfeeding and returning to paid work. It's very top of mind right now. I've learned so much returning to paid work before that 6 month mark. And so I wanted to share some of the best bits from our breastfeeding and returning to work go-to guide. So this will be peppered with advice from an expert. That expert is IBCLC Jolene Windus-Pay. And then I'll add my little anecdotes as we're going. So sorry about my nasally voice. Let's press ahead. The mum guilt is real this week. I feel like I've hardly looked at Posey while I've been working on this freelance project. That's out in the world, by the way, if you love footy and feminism. I've produced a podcast called The Outer Sanctum. It's been so fun to work on, even if it's been a little bit challenging with making work work as a mum. But you can listen now as the first episode dropped today. Now let's get to it. Firstly, I want to talk about what you actually need to do when you're breastfeeding and returning to work. So this is mainly if you're keeping pumping in that schedule. Firstly, you need to book pumping into your schedule and allow more time rather than less while you get used to your new routine. Don't assume that it's going to be exactly the same as at home where you can maybe just leave the parts sort of messy on the kitchen bench for a while you go on to the next thing. How is it going to look different at work? Book that into your schedule based on how often you'll need to pump, which we will get to. And if you're in a private office environment and you have a discreet breast pump, pumping might be something that you can actually do while you're applying to emails. So I use the Yuha Embody breast pump. I absolutely love it. We're giving you 15% off at the moment in the show notes, but I, hand on my heart, was using this before they came on as a partner. It's so quiet that the other week when I was working, I was producing a podcast, so quite literally audio format, sitting in the Outer Sanctum studio, and they said, keep bumping, we can't even hear it. So I did. That's how quiet it is, and they couldn't even tell I was wearing it. And just on that, if setting aside time for pumping is stressing you while you return to paid work, which is already a huge deal, speak to colleagues or your manager about the time that it takes and why it's important to you. And if that's feeling like a challenging conversation to have, speak to friends or other colleagues again who have done it about how they approach this conversation. It can be specific to your workplace or your manager, so getting advice from people that understand is really helpful. I want to add, it's not just about booking pumping into your schedule at work, it's also about booking it into your schedule at home. If you need to pump because you're like me and your daughter won't take formula, or maybe you just don't want formula to be a part of your repertoire at the moment, then don't forget to book time into pump at home. The morning is on me normally. Hayden's really present and around in the afternoon, but he leaves for work at 6:30. So the morning is on me to get Ray to daycare if it's a daycare day and get the kids sort of fed and happy in the morning. And if I don't put pumping in my schedule, I'll often forget because there's already so much going on. So what I try to do is first thing when I wake up, which is hopefully before Posey, I put my Embody breast pump in my bra and away I go with helping Ray with whatever he needs. And it just helps so much. When I forget, I do think my supply does seem to wane a little bit. It's not that I won't get milk using that pump. It's just that I think the morning just logistically, practically works best for us. This tip might seem redundant, but I promise it's not. It's practicing pumping in the lead up to the return to work. So you can get used to how long it takes to prepare, how long it takes to pump, and how long it takes to pack down and store your milk. Anything that you can do to prepare is going to help. And even if you've been pumping for a while, it's different when it comes to work because, as I mentioned, it's just a bit more militant. You're not in your own home doing it half naked. You're not leaving a mess everywhere. It's just different. And on that, I'd even go as far as to practice in your work clothes. So as I said, it's one thing doing it half nude in your house, but if you're using a wearable pump like the Yuha, it's so quiet and discreet that you might find you feel comfortable doing it at your desk. So give this a try and figure out what work clothes will allow for that. If you're timing your pumps with a meal break, pack leftovers, a prepared meal, or buy something on the way into the office that will help take one thing off your to-do list. I cannot recommend this enough. I know we shouldn't feel guilty, but we often do. And if you're already taking time out of your workday to pump, it's just going to cause anxiety, get a really easy meal going that day so that you can just do a little bit less and feel less frantic when you're already rushing from house to potentially daycare to work to back to daycare to back to home. It's a lot. So let's do less. Take one thing off your plate, an easy meal, a wrap, anything like that is going to be great here. Now let's get to your packing checklist. So you obviously need your charger cord. On that, if your breast pump comes with the cord bit but not the plug or USB port bit, I recommend buying two USB ports that are purely for your breast pump. One that lives plugged in permanently to your almost breastfeeding pumping station at home. It can be any corner of the house. It doesn't need to be this glamorous dedicated bit. And one that lives in your bag, so your pumping bag that you take to work. I would also put all of this in a tub when you're at home. So take your breastfeeding bag out of the car or wherever it is. When you get home from work, put all of the different bits through the wash, whatever you need to do, and then put it all in this tub so that it's ready to go and pack the next day. Think about what you're going to store your milk in. Jolene finds breast milk storage bags to be the most space efficient, and I agree. It's so easy. And just on that, I recently left my breast milk in the freezer at my workplace. Set a reminder to get it out of the freezer. It doesn't matter too much because I am starting to build up a bit of a supply in our own freezer, but that would have been devastating if I needed that bottle the next day. Depending on your fridge and freezer facilities at work, you might consider taking an ice pack and a mini esky or an insulated bag. This can be important depending on how long your commute is and the time of year too. Obviously, it's winter in Australia now. Depending on where you are, that means a different thing. If the weather is warm, you don't want to be worrying about your breast milk. So an insulated cooler bag with an ice pack in it is a great way to cart milk home. Another great one to pack, highly absorbent breast pads or a really good leak-proof bra. So Jolene loves the breast pads by Bare Mum. I'm also really into the Mama Miller leak-proof bras. I go into the office, go into the studio, knowing my milk is not going to leak through to my top wearing that bra. Cannot recommend it enough. Leak-proof undies while we're here. My favorites are Tom Organic and Modi Body. If you're experiencing a little bit of leakage, you don't want to be worried about that at work. So book in for your pelvic health physio too. But maybe buy a pair of Tom Organic or Modi Body leak-proof undies just to help you feel a little bit more confident as you go about your workday. I haven't had any accidents or leakages this time around, but I did with Ray. Luckily, it was in the comfort of my own home. If it was at work, would have been great to have a pair of these leak-proof undies on. And when it comes to that Mama Miller bra, my Yuha pump just sits perfectly in that. So it's so easy. And then again, coming back to what you're wearing, think about pump-friendly clothing, shirts, anything buttoned down, wrap tops and dresses, and any clothing that is easy for access while maintaining privacy. You might also like to take a spare shirt just in case there's a bit of leakage when you pull your pump off. Most of the time there won't be, but it might just make you feel a little bit more at ease knowing that all bases are covered. And lastly here, don't forget that you're a breastfeeding person. Snacks and plenty of hydration. I love Mini and Me and Crumbled, but you might have your own favorites here. It can be super simple, but look after yourself. It might just be water. Keep that water up. And Posey's starting to make a little bit of noise, so let's wrap this up with some final considerations if you plan to continue breastfeeding after you return to paid work. Think about where you will pump at work. This sounds obvious, but if you're someone that's a bit shy, wants the privacy, think about where that might happen. Is there a designated area or will you have to designate or suggest one? Who do you feel comfortable talking about that with? Is there someone that's done it before that you can talk to? Is this something you can plan ahead of time with your manager so that you do feel comfortable? And then think about what you might need when pumping. Do you need access to power or privacy? If you're using the Yuha and body pump, you won't need access to power unless you're needing to charge your parts. That's the beauty of it. You do not need to be plugged into a wall, but you might want privacy, and that's fair. Think about where that might be able to happen. Also, think about the kitchen layout. How comfortable do you feel putting your milk in the freezer or the fridge? You should feel comfortable because this is just a very normal, natural thing we're doing. But I understand that's not always the case. So get familiar with how you'll move around the kitchen at work too. Two more considerations here. Will you be more comfortable about the plan if you sit down and discuss it with your manager? So for me, this is definitely an ease of mind piece. I'd rather have the conversation, put everything on the table, and then we're not confused by my tasks and how I'll fit them in amongst the task of pumping. And lastly here, what will be the most ideal times to pump? I'm pumping twice a day at 6 months postpartum, so I'm doing mid-morning and mid-afternoon. We actually break down how often, as a bit of a guide, you might need to pump depending on how far you are in your postpartum timeline. The guide covers everything that I've been talking about in so much more detail. It also covers things like protecting your milk supply when you're returning to paid work. It covers bottle refusal and why, when it comes to introducing the bottle, you should give yourself more time in the lead up rather than less, because babies do respond to our stress. And just on that, Hades had Posey last Thursday while I worked, and he said that when he was a bit stressed, she was not taking the bottle. And once he relaxed and gave her real encouragement, she's only 6 months old, but she totally bought it and drank all of her bottles while I was gone. Bottle refusal is a really stressful one. I know firsthand with Ray, and Jolene goes deeper into this and how she'd tackle it in the go-to guide. You can buy this for $29 in our show notes. And even going through this today, looking at all these tips, I just can't believe how valuable this resource is. And I thank Jolene for her incredible advice. Last from me, two random things that have helped me parent this week. I bought this great Montessori toy for Ray that's meant that we could get a little bit less screen time in. He's been sick all week, so it's been really hard to keep that TV off. I'm going to link that. It's actually on sale. And lastly, thanks to Zoe from Undressed, who I recently interviewed for our Substack, How I Make Work Work at readyornot.substack.com. She introduced me to Maddie Truman, who has a brilliant ebook. I think it was $13. I've cooked 3 meals from it this week, and I even converted her lemongrass chicken from a noodle brothy dish one night into a bit of a crispy rice bake with extra veg the next night. It's a brilliant cookbook. It's healthy, easy to prepare, and it's really helped us this week. Have a great day, and we'll be back in your ears next Tuesday.